Blog Talk Radio
presents Applause Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I apologize that we had to cancel a couple of shows. This doesn't sound right to me tonight. Hang on, let me play with you guys for a minute. Do you mind if I play with you? Allow me to play with you. One moment, please. Actually, my mic fell, and I think it hit some settings. And hang on one second. How's that? No. All right, we'll leave it there. Here, well, hold on one second. Here we go. All right, so tonight, welcome, everybody. I apologize that we haven't been on the air in a couple of days. Things got a little crazy, and, you know, even happy people have moments, so you know what I mean? But tonight, we're going to have a great time. We've got actor, singer, Broadway sensation, Adam Jacobs with us tonight. I can't wait to talk to him about his new project, too, and man, is he a good-looking guy. Adam, are you on the phone?
I am. I'm here. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. You're my first show after a meltdown. So I'm coming off of a meltdown, and you're picking me up.
Okay. I'll do what I can.
I hear you're out in Chicago. What? How do you do the Broadway thing if you're out there?
Well, you know, I there's some great theater out here in Chicago, and I've been doing a lot of work out here. But, you know, I still get over to New York to do workshops and things. And so if Broadway calls and it's the right show, we'll make some changes and make it work.
Wow. Well, you've been in just about everything, and you're going to hate me. I've barely seen them all. I've seen Mamma Mia, Les Miserables, oh, I can't even say it. Les Miserables, I have not seen.
Les Miserables, yes.
Yeah, The Lion King I haven't seen, and I have not seen Aladdin. And believe it or not, I haven't seen the movies either of those.
Oh, well, you got some catching up to do. What were you doing with the whole pandemic?
You know what? My kids were older then. They weren't into the movies then. I mean, we watched everything else. Don't get me wrong. You know, and I was saying to Barry earlier, I mean, I'm literally a stone's throw from New York. You'd think I'd be at more shows, but I just don't get to go. Unfortunately, well, there hasn't been any anyway, so I mean, it's not like I could. So
right.
What have you been doing?
That's true.
Yeah. Now, what have you been doing other than behind the curtain, the new project? What have you been doing during the pandemic?
Well, during the pandemic, I've been keeping busy by doing, you know, a lot of master classes, some coaching, some virtual concerts. I've done a few of those for various, you know, venues across the U.S. and theaters and stuff like that, because they, you know, all their shows stopped. So I was putting on some shows that way. I actually did a backyard Broadway intensive with my wife. We put the we did like a little school for the local theater kids, because all their, you know, the senior shows got canceled, and it was really hard for those guys. So we decided, hey, let's just do like a, you know, basically like a summer camp in our backyard, and
nice,
and sing, dance, and teach some stuff. So that was kind of rewarding and fulfilling there. And then, you know, I also have twin boys who are 7. So they've been keeping me very busy during the pandemic. And, you know, just while I'm waiting for things to open up again, I've been devoting my time to being a dad, and that's been a lot of fun.
Well, obviously. What do they think of you being Aladdin? I mean, obviously, they're at the age of watching those films, and so what do they think of the Disney movies, the plays that you've been in, and they believe it's you, like it's Daddy in there? Or...
Yeah, so they were born first day of rehearsal for Aladdin on Broadway.
That's when I started.
Yeah, yeah. So at the time, they saw the show, you know, when they were three, and then four. They've seen it. They saw it twice live. And both times, you know, they were like, hey, where'd Daddy go? Anytime I'd exit the stage, where'd Daddy go? Where'd he go?
Right.
Or they would say, now, why did you touch that jewel? And they told you not to do that in the Cave of Wonders. Why'd you do it? Don't do that again. You know, they were admonishing.
You didn't listen, Daddy.
No, I didn't listen.
Oh, so I got to ask you, what'd you do on rehearsal day? Did you go to rehearsal or did you go have babies?
No, heck no. It was like they were born 2:30 in the morning. There's no way I was going to make that 9 a.m. call to rehearse. But they understood. You know, they worked on Arabian Nights, and I wasn't, you know, I'm not in that number. So they made do, and they were all very excited, of course. And I was the first, the first Aladdin babies with that show.
So and you are the, I believe, the original Aladdin from Broadway, yes?
Yes, that's right. So I originated the role. It's every actor's dream, you know, to be able to do something like that.
Absolutely.
And an iconic role such as Aladdin was, you know, quite the privilege.
Exactly. I you know what's funny, too, Adam? I would walk by it every day when I worked in the city. I worked on 7th and 51st, so I walked past the theater every day. And you'd think maybe I'd stop in and see a show one time, right?
You're in the greatest city in the world.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? I decided after the pandemic, I'm definitely going to try and do more things than I had done before. You know, I'm going to try and live a little differently. But so now tell me about you. I believe you had how such a good-looking guy had trouble getting roles. I mean, what the hell's the ethnicity got to do with anything? It's what I see is a great-looking guy and a talented guy, so what the hell's the problem there? I don't get it.
Oh, well, thank you. But, you know, growing up, I struggled personally. I didn't really know where I fit in. Being of mixed ethnicity, you know, my mother's Filipino, my dad's Jewish and Russian and all this, and he's Jewish, you know, I was raised Catholic. So, like, there's just a lot of confusion in growing up a little bit in terms of where I belonged, who, and, you know, what group did I, you know, fit in with. And so so that was just, you know, struggling with identity early on, you know, what's, you know, who am I, what, where do I fit in the world? And then, you know, going into acting in my career, you know, people – they naturally categorize people in certain groups, and in casting it's the same way. And if you're not exactly one or exactly, you know, Asian or exactly Latino, or you tend to maybe fall through the cracks. And that was kind of my experience trying to work in the industry. And not until I eventually sort of let all that go and just tried to be myself and do the best work that I can, I figured out that, you know, being of mixed race actually was a plus, and I could play so many different roles, and, you know, it was actually a positive. So what was initially was a hindrance for me, it became something very positive.
Right. And I'm guessing, this is purely a guess, that your new solo album, Right Where I Belong, is you found your place finally. You finally found your place where you belong.
That's true. That is a lyric from Go the Distance from Hercules, and all the songs in the album are from Alan Menken. He's the composer who wrote all the songs on my album, and for sure, it did feel like I was right where I wanted to be, creating that album and starring in a Broadway show. It was all around the same time, and becoming a new dad. Like, you know, you can't really. You can't really compare with all these amazing things happening in my life. It just felt like, I was right where I belonged, basically.
Yeah, you finally found it. You finally found it. That's great. So now, when did you realize you wanted to do, I'm thinking you're a triple threat, okay? I've never seen you, and I've never heard or seen you, but I'm guessing you're a triple threat. So what was your first love of, and what did you really want to do when you were a kid? I mean, and when did you realize that this is what you wanted to do, or did this just come by happenstance and, you know, you were just a talented guy and it just happened?
Yeah, well, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be Indiana Jones. So I wanted to find treasure and or be a scientist and, you know, that kind of thing. So I found musical theater later on, but I was introduced to piano at age 5. You know, I was taking lessons early, and and I really had a love of music early in my childhood, and I think that carried over into, you know, performing in the 7th grade as Oliver, and then Curly in Oklahoma, and so I was kind of exposed to that early on, and then in high school is where I really felt like I got the theater bug, as they say,
and I
was cast in all the shows and did all the musicals and really fell in love with it and decided to pursue a career in it.
Hmm. So now I believe your wife is also an actress or no?
Yeah, that's right. So we met doing a Christmas show in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's where we met. And then, you know, we fell in love and then moved in together in New York City. And, you know, she was dancing with the Radio City Rockettes and I was doing Les Miserables, and we were living the dream in New York City for, you know, quite some time there, 10 years or so doing shows and stuff. And then before moving out to Illinois here, Chicago.
Nice, nice. And I believe, I don't know if I'm correct on this, but is your sister, did she play in Aladdin as well as Jasmine? Or?
Yeah, she did. She was the Jasmine first in the Australian production, because they had a, you know, there's 8 or so productions of Aladdin, and she opened that show there while I was doing the Broadway show. And then when I left the Broadway show to go on the national tour, she was able to then go into the Broadway production.
Wow. And so you guys never played with each other, right? As her, as Jasmine,
right.
And Aladdin
at the same time. That would be inappropriate, because we're brother and sister and everybody knows that. So that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, I guess, what do you call it in Broadway when family members, a brother and sister would have a love interest role? It's not incest. What would we call it? Broadway cess.
Yeah, right. It's something
cess.
Akin to that. Whatever. Broad cess. Sure, we'll
there
call it
go.
That if you want.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, now you're working on this new project, Behind the Curtain. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so that was a filmed concert that I did, a one-night-only concert event in Los Angeles. And I was there actually filming another film called Last Call in the Doghouse, which is also set to open in this month.
Oh, great.
And while I was there, yeah, my producer was like, you should do this concert. We'll film it I'll produce it and we can, you know, get you some exposure and also promote my film, and it'll be great. And it started out as like this little side project, but then it really became something a lot more important and more meaningful as we started to develop it. You know, basically it's a concert, but it's also like a documentary, because we do a lot of interviews with me and I, you know, do some anecdotes and share stories throughout the concert. And it's, you know, more revealing in that way than just straight up entertainment. It's a more in-depth, intimate look at my career and how I've gotten to where, you know, where I have, as playing the iconic roles and all that, but then also, you know, the struggles and obstacles I had to deal with along the way. So it became this really, you know, cool project that didn't know it was going to be like that.
And yeah, and I believe it's written and directed by Bruce Reisman, who's also very well known in the industry as well.
Yeah, he's done some great work as a director and writer. You know, he's written for, you know, a lot of the hit shows. And
yeah.
So I was very pleased when, you know, he approached me with his script and he told me you should, you know, check this out. And I loved the concept right away when I read it. I thought, oh, this is really cool. You know, I'll tell you briefly, I play like a rabbi, a young rabbi who's adopted by a supernatural family, kind of a biblical family, if you will, that owns a New York City bar. And basically when people come in at last call, we help save their souls, essentially. It's kind of like Touched by an Angel or meets Cheers and a little bit of like Twilight Zone thrown in there too. So it's a really cool idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Very original. Very, very original.
Yeah.
Wow. And where can people see it, Adam? Where can they see it? I believe it's, Barry told me, I think Stony Point. What is it?
That's right. Yeah, StonyPointEntertainment.com. You can find both of the documentary concert, Behind the Curtain, as well as Last Call in the Doghouse that's set to open in a few weeks here. So both of those projects are on StonyPointEntertainment.com.
Cool. And the music in Behind the Curtain, or is it all original music, or is it
it's actually classic Broadway tunes in with some pop and rock and R&B. So, you know, like Phantom of the Opera. Of course, I sing from Aladdin. I sing from Miss Saigon, some older stuff, Pal Joey. I kind of run the gamut. And throughout, I cover a wide range of topics. I'm talking about like relationships in the industry, what it's like to be an actor and dealing with that, the pressure of playing Aladdin and Simba, and then everything. I talk about my grandparents and my family, and it's really kind of a personal look at how I've gotten to where I am now.
Right. And is your wife and your sister also still in the industry, or no, she's staying home taking care of the kids, and what's going on?
Yeah, Kelly's taking care of the wife's taking care of the boys, but she still, gets into dance classes occasionally, and my sister for sure is still very much in the game, and has multiple projects coming up, and I have some other shows, theater stuff coming up as well. So I'm excited for everything to open up again because it's been so long.
I heard it's soon. Broadway's opening soon. Do you have a date?
Yeah. Well, I know the fall is when most shows, the big shows are going to be able to open, Wicked and Lion King and the Disney shows. And then we'll see with the other theaters how they're going to want to do it. So it's all kind of still up in the air because there's 40 Broadway houses or something like that, and they're not all going to open up at once and it's going to be back to normal. No, it's going to be limited capacity and all this. So we have to see what happens.
Well, when's the last time you've been to the city, to New York?
I was back, I think a couple months ago. I got to see my sister briefly. And I drove out to see my mom. She's in Jersey too. So,
oh really?
I got to go. Yeah, she's near Princeton, and I got to go visit with her, and it was great. I always love coming out there.
Yeah, nice. Now I was wondering what you thought of New York when you came back, because it sure isn't the way it used to be. I mean,
it's all changed. It's the energy is not, especially in the theater district, Times Square.
Right.
It's totally
where it's usually.
It's really scary. It's kind of just eerie, you know.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been over myself, but friends of mine that are there, that live and work there, have told me how different it is now. And when things were normal, I hate to say the word normal, but when before the pandemic, I guess is what I should say. I mean, you couldn't even walk down the street in New York without, bumping into someone and everything. And it was just happening and kicking and lively. And we'll get back there, though. We'll get back there. Everything's coming back.
Yeah, that's right. And, people are chomping at the bit, I feel like, just to go see their shows again and to eat in their favorite restaurants and everything. So I know it's going to be like the roaring 20s after the war. That's what it's going to feel like that. It's going to be like all this energy. And so I hope, I can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, me too. I'm waiting for everything to say, hello, we're back. Life is back to normal. So you've only been like seriously acting since 2000 and performing since 2004.
No, that's not. I guess I went back further than that. I did like cruise ships and theme parks and regional gigs, in between school and Broadway and interspersed. I kind of worked my way up. I paid my dues.
Yeah.
And got my experience up before making it in the big time. And yeah, I've been lucky though. I've played a lot of, you know, I've been a leading man. I didn't have to go the understudy route or be in the chorus for a long time before playing a lead role. You know, I was able to play major roles from the get-go, and I've been, you know, that's lucky.
Right. Yeah. Like you said, you've been cast in major roles. It's, you know, and you've had a great career, my goodness. And you're pretty much just really getting started. So I can only imagine where you're going and the amazing things you're going to be doing. Now, as a singer, are you also a songwriter, a musician other than the piano?
You know, I haven't really explored that yet, although you never know. I do enjoy just tinkering. You know, I bought a baby grand piano for myself when we got our home here, since we got all this new space, and that was a treat to myself. And I'll just sit there and make up melodies, not so much lyrics. I probably need a good lyricist. You know, I'll compose the music, and then I can get a lyricist, and we can work out some songs. So what else? Maybe down the line.
Right. Well, why not? Why not? You got plenty of time. You got all the time in the world. So now, I'm sorry, is it the last call? The last call, right?
Last Call in the Doghouse is the name of the other film. Yeah.
And when is that coming out again?
I don't have an exact date, but I think it's, you know, by the end of this month.
And that is that considered your first movie role or no?
Yeah, you know, it is the first lead I've had in a feature film. You know, I've done some stars, you know, I've done some stints on Chicago Med and soundtrack on Netflix and like some other things. But this is the first time I can really take a deep dive into a character, explore it, and, you know, sink my teeth into it. And I'm excited to really kind of explore the medium of TV and film more as an artist and see where it all leads.
Right, right. Well, listen, the world is just opening back up, and the world is your oyster, and I'm sure you're going to be doing amazing things. And folks, if you want to check out Behind the Curtain, I almost said The Last Curtain. Behind the Curtain, go to stonypointentertainment.com, and that's point, P-O-I-N-T-E, stonypointentertainment.com. And what if people want to know just more about you, Adam? Where can they go?
You know, they can go to my website, adamjacobs.net, or follow me on Instagram. I'm pretty much hanging out there a lot. That my handle there is AdamJacobsNYC.
You got it. You got it. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with everybody before we say adieu?
I just want to say, you know, thank you for having me on. And
thank you.
You know, I hope people can just hang on a little bit longer through this last leg of the pandemic and have hope and stay positive and find, you know, the common ground with people that you don't necessarily agree with all the time. I hope this, the division in this country starts to get healed, and that's what I'm really hopeful. And you know, and we could start to move forward as a country.
That's right. That's right. That's. I'm waiting. I know I'm waiting. I'm waiting for. To see America again. How about that? I'm waiting to see the United States. That's what I'm waiting to see. But
let's be united. Let's be united.
Yes,
as a
yes.
We don't need
they
to go
call
there,
it United States for a reason, right?
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It was a pleasure to meet you. And, God, I hope you come back out this way for a play. I'd like to check you out. I hope I'd I'd love to see you.
You might be seeing me sooner than later. I'll let you know.
Oh, cool. Let us know. Let us know for sure. Well, everybody, that's Adam Jacobs. Go check out Behind the Curtain at stonypointentertainment.com. You can find out more information. It's on Amazon, iTunes, anywhere. You can see any online platform, right, Adam, I guess?
It's coming out iTunes next week, actually. But
next
yeah, so
week.
Sony
ah.
Points the. Yeah, Sony Point's the way to go for now, and you can, you know, get if you use the discount code Aladdin, you can get 20% off as well for your listeners.
Nice. There you go, guys. You just got a 20% discount from the man himself. Just use the code Aladdin. Make sure you spell it right, too.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know. Is it two L's? Is it two D's? Is
no,
it
two D's.
No,
one,
I'm kidding.
One L and two D's.
I'm kidding. Adam, thank you so much. And you take care. And love to the boys. And hopefully we'll talk soon. You keep in touch. And I wish you all the best.
All right. Thanks, Joanne. Have a good one.
Take care. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Again, Adam Jacobs, nice guy and I'm very talented. If you've seen his picture that I posted in my promo, he's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. My goodness. And young, too. Look how young he is. Anyway, right now you could go to stonypointentertainment.com. That's STONEYPOINTE. entertainment.com to check out Behind the Curtain. And next week they're releasing it on iTunes and Amazon. And also he's got his new movie coming out, The Last Call at the Doghouse, I believe he said. That'll be out next month. Hold on. Let me make sure. I don't have my glasses, so I can't see anything. Anyway, but and also if you want to reach out to him personally, he's on Instagram. You see, he gave his handle. So send him a message at Adam Jacobs NYC and his website, adamjacobs.net. And again, stonypointentertainment.com to check out everything about the movie and the doc, the document, the musical, a documentary musical, musical documentary. I don't know how you would, well, anyway, again, it's written by writer-director Bruce Reisman, and he's been behind a lot of shows that we've seen, so I'm sure it's going to be very good. And Bruce may be actually joining me on the show soon, so we're going to chat tomorrow night and talk about it. So, Adam, I thank you so much for joining me. It was a pleasure meeting you, and 7-year-old twins, my God, you've got your hands full, my friends. Okay. So thank you again to Adam. Thank you to the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, Cloison Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, H21 hand sanitizer, Michael's Arts and Crafts. There's a list. I may be losing them because I'm trying to get them going here. But, we've got a bunch of advertisers that I don't talk about because I don't have their information. So they were supposed to send me the information. I never got it. So, but they are our advertisers. But, and this month, where is my calendar? Oh, guys, bear with me. I'm sorry. As I said, too, I apologize for having to cancel last week to my guests. We are rescheduled. And like I said, happy people have bad days, too. So anyway, that was Adam Jacobs. Oh, we had to reschedule Maggie Avila. She'll be on the 6th. And Artie's coming back. If you guys want your free psychic readings, we're going to have an Artie party. Artie Hoffman from Angels and Answers will be on the 9th for free psychic readings. I know how much you love them. So, and Artie just loves doing it. So he's a wonderful man, and I appreciate that he wants to spend time with me, and I appreciate that. And then we've got Greg DiPaolo. He plays the bass for The Outsiders. He's got a new song out. We're going to be playing for him and hanging out with him for a little bit. Alan Bernhoff would be joining us. I got so many people here, and I don't have their names. I got my doctor's appointment written on here, a COVID test. You guys interested in that? So, and Bill Kinnison will be joining me. He's Sam Kinnison's brother. We're going to talk to him, and so we're going to have a great time, and the calendar will be updated shortly as soon as I get the information over to my buddy Michael. So, anyway, it's hard sometimes, you know, when you can't do what you used to do, and it can kick your ass, but you get back up. That's all you can do. You get back up. You got to keep going. Just don't stay down too long because you may never get back up. So anyway, what do we have going here for you guys tonight? What's today? Wednesday? What do you guys want to hear tonight that I have something already set up? Do I still have this in the bass? Let me see if I still have this in the bass. Here, I feel like hearing this. Pushing Too Hard by The Seeds. And this is a version that is rarely heard. And this is from my buddy that we had on. Oh, my God, he's going to kill me. I can't think of his name. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my head is a mess. Oh, my God. Don't hate me. Where the hell is he? Paul Kopf. He's the lead singer for The Seeds now. And he was on and we played a couple songs. Paul, forgive me. I'm so sorry, honey. So Paul was kind enough to send me Pushing Too Hard, of, like I said, a version that is rarely heard. And I love it. So have a great week, rest of the week. It's Wednesday. We'll see you guys on the 6th Sunday with Maggie Avila, I believe. I bet I'm saying it wrong. You know me, I butcher everything. So anyway, we're going to close out with Pushing Too Hard by The Seeds. Take care. Thanks for listening. Adam Jacobs, thank you. Go check out his show at StonyPointEntertainment.com, Behind the Curtain. Take care. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
You're pushing too hard.